Joe Theismann was one of many folks like myself and so many others in the media yesterday who were commenting on that. And he joins us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to discuss it. Joe, when you first saw that Haskins missed the kneel down while taking pictures and selfies with fans, what were you thinking? And give us an idea of just your take on that.
Well, first of all, hello to you guys.
Good morning.
You know, you guys, yeah, anytime you're referenced by initials, it means you're really special. So it's G&D and MJ and, you know, things like that. So
yeah, we're
anyway,
the same.
We're trying.
Right. I know. I was thinking the same thing. But no, I was absolutely shocked. In all my years of being around football, which encompasses 50, 60 years, I've never seen a situation like that. And that's why, you know, I said what I said. Dwayne, it was something that was immature. As a young man, it's only played 15 football games, counting the two he started as a professional. And he'll grow into it. I think it's a matter of that is over and done with. But, you know, you just, that moment, let me tell you, from a football standpoint, you play 60 minutes of football, and that was a hard-hitting football game. And you're getting the crap beat out of you as a quarterback. The offensive linemen are fighting their guts out. The running backs are running hard. The receivers are getting pummeled, making unbelievable catches. When you get a chance to get into that victory formation and you step in the huddle and you go victory formation on one, and you take that last snap, that's a very sacred moment to me. It always has been in football. I remember the one in the Super Bowl vividly. And that's a moment you share with your teammates. People don't understand that's part of the camaraderie of this game. That's part of the fellowship that you share as brothers in kind in this business. Everybody fighting their guts out, and all of a sudden you get to that moment where you get to celebrate. And by the way, there haven't been many of them for us lately. And to miss that moment, I felt bad for Dwayne, but he brought it upon himself. I know it'll never happen again. I'm sure Coach Callahan's going to say, you know, it's unthinkable. I mean, it really is. It's unthinkable that you are in a situation where you have a chance to have quarterbacked your first victory in professional football, and you don't get a chance to share that moment with your teammates. And that's the thing that got me. And it just, you know, he's a young man who's still growing up and still learning how to grow in our business.
Joe, can you, for folks that may be arguing this, I think incorrectly, give me a distinction between an on-field gaffe, right? Like a mistake. Like I remember Thurman Thomas forgot his helmet once or something, or I'm sure you have probably had a mistake in your career on the field versus this. The one to me is forgivable. It happens. It's bad, but you could sort of get over that. This is different than that though, right?
I think it is. I think, you know, anything that happens regarding field, back in 1970, might have been 78, we played the Cowboys. I ran around in the end zone with, you know, the ball up in the air. I thought we'd won the game. I thought the clock had expired. And I stopped in the end zone, and they beat the daylights out of me, and this big brouhaha happened. You know, I had a mental lapse, but I was on the field. You know, I don't think you don't leave the bench area with your teammates until everything is over. And that's where I think this differs from some of the other instances, one in mine in particular, Thurman, another one. This is where it's different. I mean, that's the kind of you see that maybe in college, I don't know. I mean, you just don't leave that bench area. You don't leave your team. I would be standing there on the sidelines watching my defense play their hearts out and come up with the interception and celebrate with them and say, way to go, guys, way to go. And now you run out on the field, you get the information, and, you know, the game is over, and we don't have this kind of conversation. But, you know, what are you doing back there? I guess that's the thing that I scratch my head about. What about all those guys? What about all your brothers in kind out there that have busted their rear ends for 60 minutes? And you as well. And you're back there. You can, hey, spend as much time as you want with the fans. Go into the locker room, let the coach say what he wants to say, get dressed, come out, stay there all night. That's fine, but not when there's time left on a clock. I mean, that's just, like I said, it's, it's something I'm sure, you know, I guarantee you he learned a lesson. And, he did some good things yesterday. He was tough down the stretch. And there's things that he needs to work on and continue to improve to lead this football team.
Joe Theismann on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. I've had a lot of people say, hey, it's not that big of a deal. Get over it. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it sounds like you kind of agree. It's not something to skewer him over. It's more baffling, confounding. You're saying even disappointing for the player himself, which I get. But my point is this. You're around the building more than I am, and you talk to more people in the building, I'm sure, than I do. You talk to different people. You talk to the powerful people. I talk to the guys that work for them that they don't always listen to. But I guess here's my point, Joe. I've heard from a lot of people, they have a lot of questions about his maturity. They have a lot of questions about some of the work behind the scenes and the decisions as a just as a quarterback running the outfit, as a CEO. I think this is part of that, right? So when I see this, I go, oh, that's interesting. You know, when I see him getting there at 10:50 a.m. after most of the players are already in the locker room, I go, oh, that's interesting. It doesn't mean any one of these things is terrible or I should crucify him for it. But I think it all kind of adds up. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And it's, again, I think it's a sign of his immaturity. And, you know, he's a very young man. He's young in this business. He was young in the college business. He played 15 football games. But when, you know, this is a profession. This is a job. And you have to take this job seriously, whether you're the starter, whether you're the first-string quarterback, the second-string quarterback, the third-string quarterback, the fifth-string wide receiver. It doesn't matter. This is your job. This is your profession. And other people's jobs rely on that and your preparation to be able to get the job done properly. And you know, he's continuing to get better and better and better in the areas that you cited. He's continuing to grow and mature. But it's sort of like that one other thing, like, how can you be taking pictures with fans when the game isn't over? That's the question that, you know, you want to stand up in front of a group of men and lead them, and they see you do something. It's more your actions than your words, how you conduct yourself, the little things you do, the study habits you have, the way you communicate with your teammates, the way you walk off the field. I remember Eli Manning when he threw an interception early in his career. His shoulders would slouch over, and his body language would speak volumes. All those things are looked at and observed by the guys on the team. And I think in Dwayne's case, you know, he's continuing to grow and learn, and this is going to be a great learning tool for him going forward. And it will be. Is it something to go crazy about? No. But it's just one thing that, first of all, none of us have ever seen in football. That's what makes it unique unto itself. And secondly, you know, Bill will address it. Coach Callahan will, you know, address it. And the guys will move on. The locker room is a – they'll bust – I'm guessing they'll be busting him big time. and that's, you know, that's a sign of acceptance into the family, really. When the guys give you a hard time about something stupid that you did, you know, that is a little not even, well, it's stupid. Okay. I guess that's the way to put it. But, if they start busting them, that's healthy because it means they care. And, you know, our football team is a very, very young football team. Like, look at the stars of yesterday. You know, the catch by Holman, all the catches by Terry. Holcomb, the way he played, Jimmy Moreland's out on the football field, Fabian Moreau's out on the football field, Landon Collins has been just a stalwart, and he, you know, he's only about 25 years old. So we have a very young football team, the guys up front, especially on the defensive side. And Dwayne is really sort of the guy that I think everybody's looking at, say, okay, you need to be the guy. We're going to follow you. We have our own way to do it. But, you know, at the quarterback position, you need to do more. You're not afforded the luxury of a missed tackle or the luxury of a somebody beating you down the field for one play. You make a mistake, it usually determines the outcome of a football game. And so in that regard, you have to be, you know, a little bit tightened up more. But, you know, it's, you're right. It's one thing leads to another thing, and it's like, okay, when does it stop? You know, when do we start to see the signs of the growth the other way? And I think you'll see that going forward. I really do. I think this may be a blessing in disguise and a lesson that'll be well learned, and we'll move on from it. And, you know, these next challenges coming up, go to Carolina, played a heck of a game yesterday, they did. You get Green Bay, who's going to be pissed off the way they got muscled around the last night. Then you've got the Giants with their young guy. Then you get the Eagles, who are, you know, they'll probably have people healthy back. And then you get Dallas down in Dallas, and you know that they're going to, you know that they're going to be playing for a playoff spot. So nothing's going to be easy going forward.